Process technology assessments. An assessment of technology options as an input to functional and operational strategies needs to determine what process technologies would best fit with the organization's strategy and, specifically, a given operation's competitive priorities. A process technology strategy is often implemented as part of an organization's or larger supply chain's overall digital transformation strategy. Operations strategy defines a process technology strategy as the set of decisions that define the strategic role that direct and indirect process technology can play in the overall operations strategy of the organization and sets out the general characteristics that help to evaluate alternative technologies. They also describe it as the application of science to any operations process. It is distinct from the product or service itself. For a motherboard product, it is not about the motherboard itself, the product technology, but the various equipment that produces the motherboards, material processing systems and equipment, and the processes that keep the operation efficient and within specifications. Direct and indirect process technology choices need to be identified and leveraged to improve efficiency, costs, and organizational capabilities. Leveraging these technologies often requires a digital transformation to ensure that the people are ready to embrace these changes and that the organization's capabilities and processes are similarly increased in maturity. Direct process technology includes not only material processing systems and equipment, for example, automated assembly line, warehouse automation system, but also their control systems. Indirect process technology includes information processing systems, for example, customer relationship management systems, advanced analytics, and administrative support systems. Operations modules of an organization's enterprise resource planning, ERP, system and advanced planning and scheduling system, IPS, integrate core operational processes. Procurement, operations, for example, master scheduling, materials requirements planning, each level of capacity checking, inventory management, and order management. ERP forms the backbone for processes such as detailed scheduling, final assembly scheduling, and shop floor control, which may or may not be part of an ERP system. IPS addresses demand, supply, and scheduling in multi-planned environments. II is being used as an indirect process technology to augment quality assurance, process optimization, predictive maintenance, energy management, for sustainability, cybersecurity, robotics, logistics, exception finding, forecasting, and more. II is also increasingly becoming embedded in direct process technologies. Direct process technologies also exist for services. These might be called customer processing systems. Medical equipment is an example. Another example are the rides at Disney theme parks, which are designed to be people movers, meaning that they have high and steady throughput. For example, the Haunted Mansion incorporated slowly moving seats on a conveyor rather than having people walk through, as was initially envisioned, which improved throughput. Disney's FastPass system is a technology solution to regulate input to the rides. Process technology is continually changing, and so it is a force for change in the design or redesign of manufacturing processes, service processes, and the supply chain. Technology can improve one or more competitive priorities: speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost. Some examples follow. Speed. Automation can increase throughput. Communication technology between internal areas and supply chain members reduces information delays. Dependability. Technology can control or coordinate processes or add feedback loops to make them more resilient and dependable. Flexibility. Technology can enable flexibility by accommodating change without undue hardship or expense. Supply chain flexibility can take the form of the ability to dynamically adjust destinations based on planning or customer changes. Manufacturing flexibility can take the form of easy capacity change or easy sales 1009 change. Scaling up or down capacity or throughput is often needed to match demand. Some manufacturing environments require the ability to change over equipment in ways that minimize setup time and/or maximize the potential types of products that can be produced. Quality. Automation can standardize processes and increase precision. Cost. Technology that is more efficient and effective than manual or older technology solutions can improve direct or indirect process costs. Direct processes include operations, purchasing, and inventory storage. Automation and process simplification in these areas can lower variable costs, for example, labor and/or overhead, for example, need for inventory storage space reduced by better demand data. Indirect processes are costs associated with support or administration, and so are part of overhead. For example, more efficient order processing will reduce overhead. Another example is automated communication of demand data between supply chain members. Technology that increases information visibility enables decision-making that improves material flows, which can in turn reduce inventory investment and other costs. A given process technology may provide benefits for multiple competitive priorities, but the degree of each benefit may differ, so the top priorities need to be aligned. Evidence-based assessments for process technology. The process technology strategy needs to be able to assess benefits, costs, and risks between alternatives. The process technology strategy can deliver an optimal result only if the process is evidence-based rather than being based on gut feelings or a desire to acquire the latest technologies regardless of proper fit or need. Evidence can take the form of data about improvements to speed, quality, and so on, as well as financial impact data. A pilot project is often conducted to gather data before committing to a larger capital expense. Because process technology can require substantial initial capital investment or ongoing overhead expense. For example, lease software, it needs to be justified by financial projections, such as reasonable return on investment in a short enough time period. The cost of training and change management or of new organizational roles for staff needs to be accounted for. Technology road mapping. A technology roadmap is a tool that originated in agile project management to enable longer-term yet still flexible planning. Roadmaps can facilitate technology planning, collaboration, and consensus building among various areas of the organization. The roadmap helps the organization begin with the end in mind and map out the broad steps that will be required to get there over time. These roadmaps are kept at a high enough level that they can be easily revised, such as due to customer-driven changes, even late in development. Since process technology requirements are subject to change as the market changes or new technologies become available, a roadmap is often a great tool for flexible planning. Roadmaps can take many forms, but in general, they should be easy to interpret, brief, and high level. Exhibit 4-3 shows a roadmap for a shipbuilder that has decided to transition to blockchain and Internet of Things, IoT, equipment to help track and coordinate the use and maintenance of its manufacturing assets, from large equipment down to tools and dies. Larger powered equipment will have RFID, radio frequency identification, tags that broadcast its whereabouts and maintenance status. Smaller things like tools and dies will have QR codes, and these barcodes will be scanned as items are checked out and moved to various locations. The blockchain system, a distributed ledger that makes records very hard to alter, will operate in the background to collect these data at multiple locations and create a timeline of how the assets are used. Advanced analytics will determine proactive maintenance requirements and optimal amounts and locations of each type of asset. Exhibit 4-3, technology roadmap for a blockchain and IoT initiative. Note how various categories of goals are made clear. Other roadmaps that have complex dependencies between goals could use a flowchart type design, with arrows between the various elements to show what aspects of the initiative need to be done before other elements can be started, or which sub-initiatives require close coordination. Process technology strategy and requirements will differ significantly based on the organization's manufacturing environment and process type.